Today we celebrate the brothers and sisters of the feast day of Saint Elizabeth of Hungary. She was the daughter of a Hungarian king, Andrew, but her husband was the ruler of a small principality in the German Empire. And there she spent most of her adult life as the wife of Prince Louis and the father of his three children. She also spent the remainder of her years after his death. He died a young man when she was only a very young mother, as a widow, one who cared for her children, one who has ever sought to seek out the least of Christ's brethren to help them in so many ways, and in the course of that to endure a great deal of maltreatment by her mother-in-law, who did not like her one bit, but nonetheless Saint Elizabeth was kind to her. We see here, as it were, a reflection of exactly what is portrayed in this version of the Sermon on the Mount by Saint Luke, rather, as it were, even blunter fashion than the version recorded by Saint Matthew. It's something for us to reflect upon, especially because the famous prophecy concerning the strong woman, the woman who supports her husband, is a prophecy which in more than one ways is also Marian in character. So we are taught by Saint Bonaventure. And it is precisely, as it were, in reflecting upon the connection between Saint Elizabeth and our Blessed Mother, we come to appreciate the depth of her holiness and the goodness of her life. How did she learn this? We all of us learned this, so we should learn it, as it were, from Jesus, loving us from the cross, giving his life for us. That is the source of our real knowledge of what it means to be charitable, what it means to love, and not simply indulge one's own pleasures at the moment. The difference between self-centeredness and that genuine love, which includes also oneself, but not in the way in which we ordinarily treat ourselves. And how is that? Christ loves us in this fashion because he is the true Son of our Father. The Father so loved the world that he sent his only begotten Son to be a propitiation for our sins. That reveals the love of God. And how we should strive to lead our own lives. Thus is summed up very nicely at the end of that passage from St. Luke's Gospel, with what measure you measure out will be measured to you. If we are selfish, we simply feel, as it were, the results of that selfishness when we do not, as it were, enter ever heaven. And if we, as it were, strive to do our very best to carry out the duties that have been assigned us by our Lord, and especially attend to those who are the least of his brethren, to serve him, even when it is difficult to serve him in so many different ways, we will be measured out as the reward is measured out to all who do good in this fashion. What is that reward that is great for those who give of themselves after the fashion of our Lord? It's our Lord himself, of receiving him worthily in Holy Communion, disposed in this way is already an anticipation of the everlasting joys of heaven. Let us ask Our Lady to understand how to relieve this threefold vocation of Saint Elizabeth, not exactly copying every point, but recognizing how whatever is our vocation, it is always possible to be one with Jesus, to be an extension of his love, and as we have a foretaste of that life that is everlasting for those who truly love as Jesus loves. Praise be Jesus and Mary.